Hi, I'm Tracy Johnson from NHS Talking Therapies. Yes, our service is free therapy for the Brentwood and Billericay area, so for your users that are out there. You can come to us on, I'll give you the phone number straight up. You can call us if you're feeling stressed, anxious, down, in low mood, and feeling like you need to speak to somebody. Reach out to us, it's completely free. The number is 01268 977 171. Or you can go onto our website, vitahealthgroup.co.uk. And we're there to help, so don't sit there struggling with low mood or sort of anxiety and stress. Reach out and get the help from us where we can help you get back on track.
And is this time of year more difficult for people? You've come out of Christmas, it's been a bit of a high, and then we come into January. So is it quite a difficult month?
Yeah, this is a key month. People have had that high at Christmas, and then suddenly, you know, their bills are coming through and it's back to reality and back to sort of work as well. And some people are feeling really low and anxious. So it's a key time to reach out if you need help and get onto our website, vitahealthgroup.co.uk, and look at our podcast that we've got on there. So we've got some pretty good podcasts for you to download onto your phone. And, you know, if you're just at home quietly, just listen. And it's sort of top tips to help you. But if you are feeling like you need that help, do come in and get the free therapy. We'll work with you to get you back on track.
So it's Doddinghurst Road Community Church, not to be confused with Doddinghurst Church in Doddinghurst. We're two different ends of Doddinghurst Road. So I've been doing this now for just over 3 years. When we started, we didn't have youth work. The intention really was to do a little bit of youth work. Let's go into school and speak to some young people. Let's start a youth club that young people in kind of Pilgrim's Hatch area could access. And it grew a lot quicker and a lot bigger than what we were ever anticipating, really. So actually where we are now is we support a lot of young people in a lot of different contexts. So we work in what we call a youth work cycle or a multi-context cycle, where we see young people in loads of different contexts. So we see them in school, we see them on the street, we see them in youth clubs, we see them in interventions, we see them in school projects. And the whole idea of that is to set a community around them, a community that they can be part of, so almost a community within our community, where they can have belonging, feel part of something, can have healthy support from adult role models and healthy adults around them. And so it just builds up that secure environment and that safe environment around them.
Do you think the pressures are so much different because we've got things like social media, you've got exams, people going on to university?
I think they have access to the information that that we had older. They have access to that information a lot younger. And so there's a couple of things for me that I see. One, we were talking about social media earlier, and we were talking about kind of we've just passed Blue Monday. Blue Monday, I think everyone looks at Blue Monday and say, oh yeah, that's a really bad day. But actually, it's a marketing scheme that was set in place that everyone's kind of grabbed hold of. And actually, social media and marketing doesn't help that. When we go through those kind of that dark month of January, and it's miserable, and the weather's poor, and it's freezing cold like it is today, people get fed up with the environment they live in, and they put nice pictures on social media. They reminisce about the time they had that really nice holiday in Spain or Turkey or wherever it is that they've been, and then other people are around them seeing those images and thinking, oh, they're having a really nice time. And they're in no dip. They're still at work and they're still getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning and going out in the cold. But that's not the way social media reads. And so with that information and accessing that information, it isn't helpful. But then also you've got identity and stuff like that, that kind of way back when your identity was formed by the people closest to you, your family, the people that were around you. And we can get into a massive conversation about identity, and we're not going to today, but that is so broad now, where people can take their identity from, where they can find themselves is much broader than it ever was in the past. So I think when we widen those goalposts, it's much easier to just fall between them and not be able to grab hold of anything, and that can be that that can affect mental health. That can make you feel really lonely, isolated, scared, confused, and loads of other things.
Sometimes if you're out there and you're listening to this and you're a young person, you can't see further than tomorrow. You know, you can't see yourself recovering or getting better, but people do all the time.
Yeah, I mean, there's lots of stresses going on for young people. There's mocks around, there's lots of assessments going on, and all of these things are very stressful. Sometimes they might have just family stress at home. So if you are 16 plus and you're dealing with any of that, and I know the exams are going on now, so I know that's a bit of a crazy time, and you're feeling those stresses, it's going to stop you thinking clearly because you're going to be overwhelmed with anxiety and stress. So that's where you can come to us. We will help you with that anxiety and stress so it makes you calmer and able to think more together, really. We do have podcasts on our website, the Vita Health Group, under the Hub, and there are some specific ones on there on exam stress and family stress with just some techniques. So that might be a breathing technique to sort of calm yourself down. Very, very common, the breathing techniques, and they do work. So there'll be some tools and tips on there they could listen to. I think, oh, if I apply that, it's calmed me down a bit. I don't feel so anxious. I don't feel so stressed. But if you think, oh, this is more regular, I am really anxious, it's not just the exams, I am anxious on a regular basis about a whole different amount of things, put yourself into the service completely free. The GPs do refer to us, but you don't need to go to the GP. You can come straight in. On our website, there's a chat bot that comes up. You could just fill in that chat bot and we'll book you an assessment, and you'll have an assessment in 5 to 10 days. And there you'll work with a therapist. And we are all, they're all clinical therapists. So there'll be a long course, but it's also about educating you about, let's say, anxiety and how to manage that, and giving you the tools and tips. So when you leave our service, you know exactly what to do to manage that anxiety. But if you go away and you've been with us and worked with a therapist, and you think, oh, I'm trying to apply those tools, but I'm just struggling again, you can come back in and have a refresher. And it's completely free of charge.
And that's somebody over the age of 16.
For our services, over 16, yeah. But anyone can listen to the podcasts and the webinars that are on the website. Yeah. And they are really helpful, even if you just picked up 3 tools, like a breathing exercise, and you weren't implementing that into your day when you were feeling anxious. It's amazing how that calms you down. Mm. So there are really, really good tools and tips, and we have quite a high recovery rate and dealing with the anxieties and stresses. And it's good that people are getting those tools, applying them, and it helps.
Yeah. And having those tools and resources is really important. So the work that we do isn't therapy. It isn't counselling. It isn't clinical in any way. It's about creating a space for young people to talk about the things that are important to them, the experiences that they're having, the things that they're involved in. So although we're not pulling things apart and putting things back together again, or creating a clinical environment to help someone through something, we are sitting with them and talking to young people about the situations they find them in, and helping them kind of make right choices and find the right pathway through. And sometimes that means that we might sit in a room with a young person and they might scream and shout and holler about the things that are really affecting them, and those emotions are really real. But by the end of that session, they might have calmed down a lot, because actually venting and not having an adult tell them that they can't vent and they shouldn't be venting like that has actually helped them get to a point where they've gone, oh no,
but I can work this out myself. The church is, they know where to signpost people, whether it's us or whether it's any other service. They have that knowledge there, Aaron and his team, which is really great, because then that through that stresses and that shouting, there's obviously something underneath that, and they know where to get the help for them.
And that's the thing. So passing a lot of that stuff on and referring a lot of that stuff on is and working with Vita Minds and other organisations is really key for us. I mean, for some of the young people we've worked with, I mean, we've been going for 3 years. Some of the young people I started working with in the first month of starting this work, we still work with. Mm-hmm. Talking again about about multi-context work. So we might not see them in a one-to-one capacity, but we still see them in a drop-in or our youth club. We still see them out on the street. We still see them at other interventions.
So what, if people were out there and they think, actually, I'd like to come along to you guys,
yep.
Are you open? Is it certain times? Is there a helpline? Is there a website? And yeah, exactly what sort of things they can come along to as well.
So we are currently on Facebook. I do need to expand that, but it's not, like I said, we got very busy very quickly, and so expanding our social media has not been something that I've done. So any social media workers out there who want to give me some time, then please do get in contact. We are on Facebook. We are in 5 different secondary schools in Brentwood. So linking up with their pastoral care teams and supporting young people within that. We are out on the street, so young people refer themselves to us. So the majority of young people who we work with are self-referred rather than young people that have been referred by school to us. Ultimately, the best way of getting in contact with us for a young person is by coming to a drop-in on a Wednesday. So that is at Doddinghurst Road Community Church. So that's just up from the Brentwood Centre. And that is between 3:30 and 5:30 after school. So if school's on, youth club's on. If school isn't on, youth club isn't on. And so that's the easiest way to work it out. Or if they're in school, go and speak to their head of year or their pastoral care team and say, I want to speak to DRCC youth, and they'll get in contact with us.
And you don't have to be religious.
No, not at all. So we are a church. The reason we do this work is faith led, and we do this because we are told as Christians to love our neighbours, to love and care and support for our community, and ultimately want to see people have what the Bible calls fullness of life. So being able to live life to the full, so not being held back by the things that restrict you, mental health or inability to do stuff. And we believe that God wants that for everybody. So that's something that's really important for us. That's why we do it. But our work is for all young people in Brentwood.
Our service is open for all ages, 16 up. So if you're, you might be a parent and thinking, oh, I'm really stressed at the moment and I could do with like managing this stress or these anxieties, or I'm feeling a bit depressed, it's January, perhaps get those tools, come out, reach out and come see us.
Lovely. And just a quick shout out for the websites again and Facebook pages.
So, we're the Vita Health Group. So it's vitahealthgroup.co.uk. Again, on there, you'll see the chat bot that will come up and you can access the service through that. And our phone number is 01268 977 171. And the podcasts are on the website under the hub, and you'll find a whole list of them, not just on what we've been talking about today. We've got menopause, we've got long-term conditions, which we're going to be talking about here on the radio next month. So anyone with a long-term condition that is struggling with their stresses and anxieties, they can come and get help from us. So, we're here if you need us.
And we're Doddinghurst Road Community Church. So that's Doddinghurst Road Church.org online, or DRCC Youth on Facebook. And our telephone number as well is 01277 224 528.
And if you missed any of that, that will be up as a listen again, and all the details will be on our website a little bit later. And if you're out there and you work in social media and you would like to help with setting up a TikTok. I love TikTok. I'll tell you what, Aaron, you start on TikTok and that's the end of it.
It's my fear.
But anyone wants to help out, that would be fantastic, because as you know, you've got to be across all the social media, because you hit different age groups and different targets. Mm-hmm. So lovely to talk to you both. Thank you for all the work that you do.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Lovely to see you. And Tracy is looking spectacular again today. We both said so, didn't we, Aaron, as she walked in?
She's very colourful.
Yeah, very colourful. And we're both wearing the same glasses, because last time Tracy came in, I said, where did you get those glasses? And I picked them up in the same shop, and I'm wearing them today, in fact.
They look great.
Thank you very much.
I feel a sideshow coming on here. Yeah. I mean, I might leave.
Next time you come in, you'll obviously have the glasses as well.